World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Peter Meanwell. Well, next week at the same time, Lucy continues her journey around Equatorial Guinea. And as ever, if you'd like more information or if you'd like to see photographs of the trip, then go to the World Music pages of the Radio 3 website.
Obviously, the anxiety is always that we'll get to the place that the antibiotics won't work anymore and that we'll have no antibiotics left.
In the future, could routine surgery become deadly?
We have to accept that it's getting harder to develop new antibiotics.
And it's unlikely we'll have a new gram-negative antibiotic for 5 years. So one of these patients who you see may be the next patient that you see dying.
BBC Radio 4 investigates the battle against antibiotic-resistant superbugs. File on 4 on BBC Radio 4 this Tuesday evening at 8.
Well, this is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and also online. It's 11 o'clock now, time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello and welcome along. On today's show, a concert set from the Steinway 2 Piano Festival recorded at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho. And this week we feature acclaimed UK Latin jazz pianist Alex Wilson with Peruvian pianist virtuoso Cesar Correa. And together they pushed the limits of Latin piano to the extreme. Well, as the celebrations for the 25th birthday of the 606 at Lott's Road, Chelsea, are just about to begin, I'll be joined by musician, bandleader and jazz club owner Steve Ruby. Well, let's start the show with something from award-winning Scottish jazz guitarist Graham Stephen. His new album, Tilt, features a stellar lineup of Julian Arguelles on saxophone, Chris Wallace on drums and Mario Caribe on double bass. The music draws on both jazz and folk traditions, so let's hear the opening track, and this is Isla. Thank you. taken from his new release Tilt. That was the guitarist Graham Stephen with Isla. And that CD is out now on the Own Label imprint. On to another brand new release, this time from Vibes master Roger Beaujolais, who will be recording on a jazz lineup session at the BBC Maid of Our studios very soon. This is the title track from his album and a very familiar sound from the London Underground, Mind the Gap.
Thank you.
from his new CD Mind the Gap. That was the title track from Vibesman Roger Beaujolais, with Robin Aspman on piano, Simon Thorpe on bass and Winston Clifford at the drums. Chelsea's iconic 606 Club celebrates its 25th anniversary of being in Lotts Road, with a 12-day festival which runs from May the 22nd to June the 2nd, with over 40 bands playing in the much-loved Basement Club. Well, I'll be speaking with the musician and club owner Steve Ruby after we hear from one of the artists playing at the festival. Here's the exquisite singer-pianist Leanne Carroll from her new CD, Ballads, and this is the standard written by Bill Carey and Carl Fisher, You've Changed.
Kisses now are so blasé. You're bored with me in every way, and I can't understand you change. Forgotten the words I love you. Every memory that we ever shared, you ignore every star up above you. You
changed. From the CD Ballads, that was Leanne Carroll reunited with producer and trumpet player James McMillan. And that new release being rightly hailed as a melancholic masterpiece. And it's out now on the Quiet Money record label. Well, as the celebrations for the 25th birthday of the 606 at Lotts Road, Chelsea are just about to begin, I'm happy to say the club owner, band leader and multi-instrumentalist in his home right, Steve Ruby, joins me to talk about the club and this special event. Steve, welcome to Jazz Lineup.
Thank you for asking me.
Well, it's 25 years at Lotts Road, the 606, but of course it had beginnings on the King's Road. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually took it over in 1976 at the 606 King's Road, which was a tiny little basement. We were licensed for 30 people, which was sort of just down the new King's Road, actually, a little bit. The sort of the rotten end of the King's Road, I always used to say. And we were there from 76 to 87. And then we were evicted, which sounds dramatic, but they got planning permission to redo the building. So we had to move out, and we found this premises in Lotts Road. And took 9 months to kind of rebuild it, which seemed appropriate somehow. And we reopened in May 1988.
Now, it's quite a feat, especially in this current climate, that you've kept this going. All credit to you. I mean, what's your secret? How have you done it?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I think it's that definition of sort of blind optimism over experience, really, isn't it? You know, it's something that I'm committed to doing, and I've been very fortunate to be surrounded by people who think the same way in the way of staff and people who helped me, sort of supported us financially. And it's something that that I suppose we've all worked very, very hard to try and make happen. You know, it's very much a team effort.
But mind you, I mean, you know, you've really put yourself on the line, I'm sure, on many occasions, financially and otherwise. But so could this be run by a non-jazz lover or a non-musician? Is this a sort of, this is a job designed just for you especially, isn't it, really? You cut your cloth here, haven't you?
I think probably to some degree that's true, in the sense of it does help being a musician, because it means that I can not only sort of be involved in the financial side of stuff, which I have to be honest, I didn't know so much about when I first started, and had to kind of learn that as I went. But obviously, being a working musician and knowing a lot of musicians and understanding how the music worked, that kind of helped as far as programming. So I could kind of work with two hats at the same time, which obviously is very useful when you're doing something like that. Mm. And not unusual, of course. I mean, if you look at Ronnie Scott's, you know, obviously Ronnie was a fantastic musician, and there was Peter Ind, of course, who ran his venue for many years, fantastic bass player.
So I think Annie Ross, she had
Annie,
a room.
Annie had her own room. I mean, there is a tradition of musicians running their own rooms, because you're one step ahead in the sense of you understand the music and can make those kind of programs.
You understand our temperaments too.
We do, particularly the singers, but we're not going to go there today,
we're not
are we?
About that today. No. So you've juggled being a musician and a band leader, of course, but let's talk about the club specifically, because you've put together, is it 40 bands?
42 bands, actually.
42 bands. Was there just so many to choose from? We didn't want to leave anyone out.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I wanted to kind of say thank you in a way to, you know, as many people as I could who've been involved in the club over the last 25 years. And so I did my best to get as many people as I could involved.
So it starts at four and ends at four.
Something like that, yeah. I mean, we're booking between 3 and 4 bands a night, plus the 2 Sunday lunches as well. And it's really exciting, you know.
Great.
I have actually done this once before, so I kind of know it works. But it's fun. It's tough, but it's fun.
So, I mean, obviously far too many to name all the musicians, but give us some hot highlights for the celebrations.
Oh, that is tricky, actually, because it means pulling people out. I mean, there's an interesting thing, because the club is primarily focused towards promoting and supporting UK-based musicians. So 95% of the guys, the musicians, excuse me, who are going to be performing are UK-based. But we have a couple of interesting Americans coming in as well. Pat Martino, the great American guitar player. He's opening it for us on Wednesday the 22nd. Mm-hmm. So that's something I'm really excited about, because I've been huge Pat Martino fan since the 1960s. And then we've just got some fantastic nights coming. Ian Shaw and Emma Smith, Lillian Boutte are doing Friday the 24th. We got, you know, a great mix of sort of older guys and younger guys on the Saturday with Tim Whitehead and Jim Mullen, and then Nathaniel Facey, and who's a great young alto player. The Sunday evening, we got Tony O'Malley and Hamish Stewart both playing on the same night.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a great one, I have to say, Wednesday the 29th, because I've got John Paricelli and Mark Lockhart, followed by Gwilym Simcock with a trio, followed by Ian Ballamy with his quartet, finishing with Kit Downs and his quartet featuring Julian Siegel. So that's a fantastic night of sort of contemporary UK jazz.
We played a chat before we talked to you. It was the great Leanne Carroll. And of course, you do singers' nights on Sundays, which really pleased me, actually, when you started doing that. She's just one of the great singers. But Leanne, a firm favourite.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, Leanne and I go back a long way. I sort of discovered Leanne in a way in the early 90s when I used to get tapes. And somebody sent me this tape of a band, which was kind of okay. But on three tracks, there was this fantastic singer called Leanne Carroll. And I rang Ian and I spoke to Ronnie. Nobody had ever heard. I remember asking you. And nobody had ever heard of her. They had no idea she was. So eventually I had to phone this guy up, you know, and say, that tape you sent me. And he got very excited because he thought I was going to offer him a gig.
Yeah.
And I said, have you got the number of that singer? And I could tell he was kind of audibly fed up with that. So, and I rang her up and just had no idea who she was and what she did. And I said, do you want to come over and do an early set at the club? And she turned up with her husband, Roger, on bass, and the drummer at that time, and did this set. And she was fantastic.
Yeah,
she was actually
peerless.
Better.
Yeah.
I started booking her from that point. And then, you know, Ronnie asked me one day to recommend somebody to cover for Stacey Kent, who got sick, actually. I remember Stacey ended up in hospital. And at very short notice, I recommended Leanne, who he never heard of, and she went in and covered for Stacey for a week at Ronnie's, and the rest, as they say, is history.
So let's just recap. It starts on Wednesday the 22nd of May.
It runs
through till
Sunday the 2nd of June, which will feature Leanne Carroll.
Yep.
The Tommy Blaze Band, if nobody knows who Tommy Blaze is, he's the singer, and actually it's the whole band from the Strictly Come Dancing show, which are a fantastic band. Those guys are just brilliant. And then my band, Samara.
Good luck with the 25 years celebration birthday of the 606, being at Lots Road in Chelsea, and I'll be seeing you there.
Thanks, Claire. See you there.
Thanks, Steve. Well, here's something from one of the fabulous artists that are performing during the celebrations and who have played at the club throughout its history. And this album is incidentally up for a British Jazz Award this year. It's peerless saxophonist Bobby Wellens from Birds of Brazil, and this is the track Angel Eyes. Bobby Wellens playing Angel Eyes from the CD Birds of Brazil, which is out now as a reissue. And for more information on the 606's celebration, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup webpage via the Radio 3 website. And Bobby was last year's winner at the Parliamentary Jazz Awards. He was awarded Jazz Musician of the Year. And you may have heard some of the winners at this year's ceremony included Bobby's longtime collaborator Stan Tracy, who picked up the award for services to jazz. So congratulations to all the winners this year. And for more information on all the winners, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup webpage. I'm Claire Martin, and this is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, on 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. 2012 was a great year for Gareth Lacrain, who's known around the world as one of the most accomplished, virtuosic and versatile jazz flautists. His album, The Strut, was Mojo Magazine's Jazz Album of the Year and was a much-anticipated follow-up release to his 2003 award-winning debut called Put the Cat Out. The Strut features Lacrain on concert, alto and bass flutes, and he's joined by Grooveyard members Alex Garnett on saxophones, Mike Outram on guitar, Ross Stanley on Hammond organ and Nick Smalley on drums, with special guests Nia Lynn on vocals and Jez Wiles on percussion, Freddie Gavita on trumpet and flugelhorn, and Sam Bullard on baritone, sax and clarinet. Let's hear the track Method in the Madness, with solos from Lacrain, Garnett and Outram, plus a brilliant drum solo from Smalley. Arthur Crane's Grooveyard with Method in the Madness, composed and arranged by Le Crane, and that's taken from his latest release, The Strut, which is out now on the Whirlwind record label and shows the full range of compositional colours and moods from this world-class flautist who, by the way, is the only non-American jazz artist to be recognised in Downbeats magazine's Critics' Poll as Rising Star Flautist. Next up, tonight's concert performance featuring highlights of the opening night of this year's Steinway 2 Piano Festival at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho. The festival, which is now in its fifth year, also featured the inspired pairings of Jason Rebello and Dave Newton and Hungarian pianists Gabor Zeki and Janos Nosh, which you may have heard highlights from a few weeks ago. Tonight's set features Alex Wilson and Peruvian pianist Cesar Carrilla, accompanied by bassist El Piro Caicedo and Will Fry on percussion. This Latin-rich piano feast was recorded on the 21st of March, so let's hear them in action, Cesar and Alex.
Thank you. Mr. Cesar Correa, ladies and gentlemen.
And welcome to this last segment. That was Cesar's own composition, Paola. And now we're going to move on. We're going to do our own version of Bésame Mucho. Thank you.
Ending tonight's concert set, that was Bésame Mucho with Alex Wilson and Cesar Correa on pianos, with El Pido Caicedo on bass and Will Fry on percussion, from the opening night of the Steinway 2 Piano Festival. And that was recorded on the 21st of March from the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho. And for all the titles played on tonight's show, check out the playlist via the Radio 3 website. Saxophonist Gilad Atzmon's latest CD, entitled Songs of the Metropolis, is a homage to our great cities from Moscow to Buenos Aires and beyond. Atzmon has drawn inspiration from the last 12 years he's been touring the world with his quartet. Let's hear the romantic track Somewhere in Italy. taken from their latest release, the Orient House Ensemble, with leader Gilad Atzmon on saxophone, Frank Harrison on piano, Yaron Stavi on double bass, Eddie Hick is on the drums, and that track, Somewhere in Italy, is taken from the CD Songs of the Metropolis, described by John Fordham in The Guardian as being full of tensions, surprises, shocks and ambiguities, and it's out now on the World Village record label. We're now to an album by German guitarist Arne Jensen. Jensen moved to Berlin in 1996 to study jazz guitar at the University of the Arts until 2001. With his third album, his ACT debut, The Sleep of Reason, Jensen tells a very personal story. It's a collection of pieces about the Spanish painter Francisco Goya, who began his artistic career as a celebrated court painter and who in the course of his long life transformed into a maverick visionary. Let's hear the track from the new CD, and it's called Still Learning. Anna Jensen on guitar with Andreas Edelman on bass, Eric Schaefer on drums and Frederick Padavicini on keyboard. And that was the track called Still Learning, taken from his debut album for the ACT record label called The Sleep of Reason. Well, that's almost all from us, but do remember there is plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11. This week he's got a concert set by saxophonist Ravi Coltrane and his quintet, recorded at this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival. And on next week's jazz lineup, we've got concert music by Mark Lockhart's Ellington in Anticipation, recorded at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama in Cardiff. Well, to finish tonight, American pianist Craig Taborn, who recorded his album Chance in New York in June of last year, and it's out now on the ECM label. The music is an adventurous mixture of original tone poems written by Taborn, and he has bassist Thomas Morgan and drummer Gerald Cleaver making up his superb trio. This is the band's first release after 8 years together, so let's hear the track Saints from me, Claire Martin. Until next time, bye-bye.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. The Polish town of Paradiż hosts a festival called, guess what, Music in Paradise, and we're going to hear performances now from summer 2011 by the group Les Ambassadeurs. Before nationalism reared its head in the 19th century, 18th century German musicians combined the best of Italian and French influences in a kind of musical fusion cuisine. Telemann, in particular, was praised as being more French than the French in his orchestral suites. He's thought to have written more than 1,000 of them. This one he wrote for Ludwig VIII, Landgrave of Darmstadt. He was a keen huntsman, hence the music's subtitle La Chasse.
Thank you.
Telemann wrote most of his orchestral suites for the Darmstadt Court Orchestra, one of the best of its day, and that was his suite in F, La Chasse. The last movement is called Le Plaisir, referring to the particular pleasure that the Landgrave of Darmstadt took in hunting. Telemann's contemporary Johann Friedrich Fasch also wrote for the Darmstadt court musicians, although he wasn't formally employed there. Here's his quartet for horn, oboe d'amore, violin and continuo.
Thank you.
The quartet in F for horn, oboe d'amore, violin and continuo by Fasch, played by Les Ambassadeurs. Next, we'll hear them in one of a set of sonatas that the 8-year-old Mozart wrote in 1764 during his extended stay in London as part of his tour of Europe with his father and sister. The sonatas were dedicated, at her own request, to Queen Charlotte, although Leopold still grumbled about the cost of having them engraved and printed.